smoked my entire life, and honestly, when I had the opportunity, and I'm so grateful to have met actors who work in daytime, they are absolutely the hardest working people in that industry, and it has given me such an appreciation of what they do.
Person for anyone wanting to put on a sellout soap event. On today's Daytime Confidential podcast, we welcome Debbie O'Connor. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you guys.
You welcome. Too. Well, we had such a blast last year just hanging out in the hotel lobby at the Beverly Hilton, you know, as all of the soapgasmic activities were going on, that I was like, I've got to get you on the podcast and chat up some of your upcoming events, you know, before the big season starts. So,
well, you just saw that they've posted the dates, right? We've already booked our rooms already at the Hilton. I'm hoping that you guys are going to be there to party again.
Well, early bird gets the worm. I plan on it, but, you know, Luke will tell you, I usually want to book a room 3 days later, which gets my business partner in a screaming mood. I'm usually in the screaming mood.
Well, failing that, we've got to get you to Fan Club Weekend or something else. I see you're going to Atlanta this weekend for an event, and I'm totally jealous.
Well, I live in Atlanta. See, you got to do an event here. You know I would know. I'm coming out for one of yours, definitely. But, yeah, they're bringing it to me, so all I have to do is head on out to the airport.
You mean all I have to do is come to Atlanta and you'll come to one of my events?
Oh, I will help you throw it. Girl, we will have a blast at ATL. What are you talking about?
No.
Well, let's talk about some of your upcoming events. But before that, we want to get a little background on you. How did you get started producing soap opera fan events?
Well, actually, I started as being a secretary in corporate America, and after 30 years of doing that and becoming increasingly unhappy, my sweet hubby John O'Connor said to me one day, do you think you could make this this fan club thing that you do, could you make that into a business? Words that he has lived to regret, I have to say. But we started out with just a couple of actors that I worked with, and it's grown into such an amazing business, and it really started out as fan clubs and answering fan mail only, and then we were doing fan events during the official fan club weekends for Days or General Hospital or whatever, or One Life to Live, and then more and more of my clients wanted to get on the road, and there really weren't people doing that sort of thing, and the people who weren't calling them back. Mm-hmm. So they said to me, you do this for us for Fan Club Weekend. Can't we just do it on the road? And so, you know, out of necessity becomes a business. And that's how the whole thing started.
Now, with the end of Super Soap Weekend, you know, gosh, half a decade or so ago, did that sort of create a push for more? Because I see that there are more of these events all over the country. Do you think that there was that you helped fill a void there?
Well, honestly, the whole thing with us going to Orlando and, you know, the demise of the Super Soap Weekend, that was gone for 2 or 3 years. And I actually had a meeting with Brandon Barash on the at a little coffee shop on a side street one day. And he and Bradford had said, you know, maybe we should go back to Orlando because no one was really doing that. Mm-hmm. And so they're the ones who brought that whole thing about, and it's been a huge success. Fans in Orlando are absolutely amazing. It's one of our most favorite weekends ever. Mm-hmm. It's just very relaxed, very low-key. And we, the actors, have a great time back there, as do the fans. So it's really turned into something that I'm not sure that Super Soap going away, we're filling a void, or if it's just a difference because we're so, our events are so different from Super Soap or so many of the other events that go on right now because we're more, our events are more upfront and personal with actor to fan than these events really were. We really try to make sure that the fans get their FaceTime with the actors.
Wow, awesome.
You know, as a fan myself, and going to different events, we know that that really is what, that's really what the fans want. They don't need to be entertained. They entertain themselves. They really just want to spend one-on-one time with the actors, and we really try to make sure that that happens at our event, that they're comfortable, that they're fed, that they have things to drink, they have things to do, and that they get plenty of one-on-one time with the actor, as much time as we can absolutely give.
I wanted to go back and touch on what you talked about your husband maybe regretting the the event, the hobby becoming a business. What's it been like just flying all over the country, doing the soap events? Did you ever dream back then that it could be a viable business?
You know what? No one was more surprised than me that this has taken off the way it has and that we would be doing it 10 years later. It really started out just as a fly from the seat of your pants type of thing, and we've honed it down to a really fine science of how we put events together. I am blessed to work with the most amazing group of individuals, the people that I work with, and not only my husband, my sweet husband John, but my staff that I work with when we go on the road, Angela Katuma, CJ, Wanda, you know, Stephanie and Sheila used to come with us all the time. We've got people in different locations that work with us. Helen DiRico has joined our team. They are not only great workers, but they're also my very closest friends so that I trust them with my life. And so we really, when we go into a room to set an event up, we just, everything happens because we've done all the legwork before we go in. We've done all the, you know, everybody says, oh, it looks so easy when you walk in. Well, that's because we've done everything before we get there, from, you know, all the raffle items, all the silent auction items, all the bid sheets. Everything is done before we get there so that once we get there, we just lay it out and we start. And that way, when the actors walk in the room, everything is set, the fans are set, everybody's comfortable, and away we go. And as soon as we open those doors and the actors walk in, it takes a life of its own.
Now, you said that you are, and it's obvious just listening to you, but you said that you are a soap fan yourself. Did you grow up watching soaps? And if so,
absolutely.
What were your favorites?
Oh, my God. My mom was absolutely a CBS girl. She had me on all the CBS shows. But my very first soap that I called my own was All My Children. I mean, Erica Kane and I went to our senior proms the same year, and she has held up a lot better than I have.
Well, you know, you speak of a husband. You know, the key to Erica's longevity is multiple husbands, Debbie.
Well, and that could be it. But honestly, that was I have watched soap my entire life, and honestly, when I had the opportunity, and I'm so grateful to have met actors who work in daytime, they are absolutely the hardest working people in that industry. And it has given me such an appreciation of what they do, not only because I've tried to run lines with them and it's been absolutely embarrassing trying to do what they do and then actually seeing the scenes hit the screen, no comparison of what my lines were versus what actually aired. It's just been amazing. They are so hardworking and so committed to their craft. It's just awesome and awe-inspiring to actually get a chance to work with them.
Debbie, you represent practically every major soap star in the game. Who was your very first client?
My very first client was actually Lauren Coslow.
Okay.
And love her.
And I have the pleasure of working with her on a weekend of events that we're putting together in June. Who? Oh, well, Ken Haynes. John just reminded me, my very first person that I worked with was Ken Haynes on The Bold and the Beautiful, Mike Guthrie, who worked worked with Kimberlyn Brown, who I actually just tweeted with today.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. Oh, my God, honey. Thank you. So Ken Haynes, who is now one of the executive producers, executive writers on Rizzoli and Isles.
Really? I didn't. Okay.
Yes.
We need to put you on.
Love Ken Haynes.
How did I not know that he was writing now? Oh, man. When Sheila,
I don't know that he's writing. I'm like off the charts with that. He's, but I do know that he's producing. But he did. He and his wife Mary, who just passed a couple of years ago, wrote on a series for. I'm drawing a blank, but they were amazing. It was an amazing show, and that's actually how I got to know him. Was his wife was a writer who did a play called The Crimson Thread at the Pasadena Playhouse, and that's where we met the two of them after running into him at the Bold and the Beautiful event, and then Ken and I started working together. And then right after Ken was then Lauren.
Wow. So you have really seen, like, this industry go basically through all of these major ebbs and flows after such a rocky, you know, probably I'd say circa 2007 to 12-ish. Isn't it great to kind of be in the sweet spot again of everything?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited about everything that's going on with all the shows right now. I'm so sad that the reboot of One Life to Live and All My Children didn't work, and I'm hoping that everybody there lands somewhere really good because we lost a lot of great acting potential with those two shows. But honestly, the shows that are on right now have never been better. They're so exciting. They are all must-see every day. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's funny. I you know, we gripe so much as soap critics, but even the minor gripes that we have now are nothing in comparison. I mean, it really has been a all across the board a turnaround that was unprecedented. And
what's your favorite right now?
My favorite right now is Bold and the Beautiful. Bold and the Beautiful is just really firing on all cylinders with that classic Bill Bell, torrid, tawdry, you know, quadrangle of sisters in love with the same man.
Well, which one? We've got like two or three different triangles going right now? Which one's your favorite?
It's like if you go to the mall, you know, there's the adult section and then there's the juniors. So I'm partial to the adults, to Brooke and Katie and Ridge and Dollar Bill. That's to me that's the money shot. But whereas I've
don't
been,
you love that? And how brilliant was that to bring Torsten K in? How brilliant was that?
He is the best soap recast since Robert Kelker Kelly as Bo. I mean,
I agree with that, absolutely. And I love Robert Kelker Kelly. I got to tell you, I love Torsten K. And when they announced they were bringing him on to B&B, I just thought, that is it. That's it.
They sexed that role up. And, you know, Ron Moss was eternally, you know, the heartthrob. But, I mean, they brought in, like, Ridge used to have kind of this slinky pool boy appeal, but you know, now he has this gravitas. You know, he's this man's man.
This is who Ridge was supposed to be the whole time. I'll just say that. And I love Ron Moss, but this is who Ridge should have been the whole time.
Definitely. Well, now we've talked a little bit about your sudsy past. I think it's time we dive into the future. Like hope for the future. Let's talk about your upcoming events. There's the Days of Our Lives fan event weekend, which is June 7th and 8th. Who do you have lined up for that event?
We have an amazing lineup right with them. We're kicking off the weekend with Mary Beth Evans and Judy Evans, and they want to do like a very intimate tea-type, breakfast-type thing for just, you know, a small amount of fans so they can spend a lot of time with them. Lauren Coslow is doing an event in the afternoon on Saturday, and she's working on her guest host right now. She was going to have Brian DiTillo come, but now he's doing daddy duty. His baby is due that weekend, so that's not going to happen. So we're going to have a surprise guest host announced pretty soon with that. And then Sunday morning, we're still working on that. We've had a couple of people, you know, announce who they, you know, that they would like to be there, but they've not committed. But mm-hmm. then in the afternoon, we've got the incomparable Jen Lilly and Patsy Peace, who has not done a fan event in over 25 years. And we've also got Caroline coming, Mama Brady coming.
Oh, so it's, nice.
It's going to be nothing but fun. It's going to be an amazing weekend of events, and fans should absolutely come. You know, when Days of Our Lives did away with their official fan club years ago, this weekend still continued for many, many years. And last year, it kind of petered out, and we're really, really trying to get the fans back behind this so that Days fans can come and we can build a weekend around it like we used to. I mean, we used to have five or six events during a weekend like that were just nonstop, actor-filled, soap fan-filled weekends, and it's kind of gotten away from that, so we're really trying to rebuild that weekend.
Well, look, that's what we're here to help spread the word for.
Yay! Come on out!
Most definitely. Days has experienced quite the upswing creatively the last few seasons. Your Salem clients must be pretty happy.
They are very happy. And honestly, Days has never had a better group of actors than they do right now and a better lot of storylines. I mean, there's a little something for everyone on Days right now. And that did not used to be the case. You know, it got very... woo-woo-ish for some people during the James Riley period, where, you know, some people were not really crazy about the different types of storylines that he would use. But, you know, it's taken off from that, and they've got more reality-based and more back to their roots, where that was always the thing with Days of Our Lives, was it was always multi-generational, with lots of different storylines for lots of different age groups. And they've really gotten back to that over the past 2-3 years. And with them showing their confidence in the show and renewing them to 2015, that's so exciting for everybody.
I tell you, you probably go through this with your business, definitely. Luke and I definitely watch those renewals like a hawk, like, Lord.
Absolutely.
Please, we don't want to be blogging about Wendy Williams' latest weave, you know, discovery on Daytime Confidential. So.
I'm telling you, it's like, please, 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 God, don't cancel any more shows.
Yes.
Because, you know, the audience is out there for them, and I think it's proven this year with the numbers, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And look at all the developments that are happening, like, you know, Corday Studios is launching their online venture, and every other day the Hollywood Reporter has a story about, you know, telenovelas being adapted for the English language. Now, that would be great. You mentioned...
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, but you know what would be good? Because you talked about, you know, the actors from the reboots of the All My Children and One Life to Live shows, and even the Guiding Light and World Turns and some of those programs.
Miss those.
I would love for some of these new soapy of, you know, projects to pick those people up. I mean, we're seeing a lot of it with the independent web series, which is awesome, but, you know, I would love to see, you know, some Beth Chamberlains and Grant Alexanders and some of those people doing, you know, some of these, you know, fully funded shows that are being bandied about. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's amazing, and honestly, I think that the web series are definitely the wave of the future. We've just got to figure out a way to monetize them to make it more profitable for the series and for the actors to do it, and because there is such a wealth of talent out there with so many actors that are, even the talent that's out there right now with the web series that are airing, I mean, I am great friends with Gregory Martin, who's amazing, and he has pulled just an amazing crew of people together for the Bay. And my husband says I say amazing too much. I'm sorry. But I think it's amazing.
Tell your husband I say awesome too much. That's my word.
I've got my filter over here. But I just really think that, you know, there's so much talent out there, and that, you know, Krista Chappelle has pulled together a great group of people. The Beacon Hill is airing now. That's got also another amazing group of people, plus it's in my favorite city of Boston. Mm. I mean, there's just so much talent out there. There's so many ways to watch people. And, you know, I just think that honestly, at some point, web TV is definitely going to be the way to go, as well as network television. It's all going to somehow find a great way to coexist, because there's just so much talent out there. We can't deny it.
We need a soap flicks. You know how, because when you think of, like, you know, Netflix is making its money based on subscriptions. We need a soap flicks. We need
truly, world. SoapNet used to be that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They used to do their their independent type broadcasting. Wally Kurth had just a fantastic show.
Yes, loved one.
And that whole soap talk thing with Lisa and who's it?
Ty Treadway.
Yes, which was terrific. It was the only place that soap fans could go to actually watch that. Plus, they also did the Soap Digest Awards, which I truly miss being aired every year.
Awesome. Those were my favorites. Yes. You know, it's funny because every year it's like, you know, deja vu. We get outraged by the prenoms, then we get outraged by the nominations, then we're outraged in the press room, then we go home and we're outraged again. But I'm like, I never felt that way as a kid about the Soap Opera Digest Awards, because they did all the fun montages. And, you know, I can still remember, like, they did one to Michael Bolton's Said I Loved You But I Lied, and, you know, all your favorite soap stars with their big hair, you know, and their sequins, and they're all...
And now he has none.
right, exactly. Well, memories.
Well, do you guys get a chance to listen to Martha Madison and Lily Melgar doing their talk show every Thursday? That they, you know, it's really nice because that soap actors interviewing soap actors is really fun, and I think it's a lot to do with what you guys do with interviewing all the people that you guys do to bring a whole new dimension to the actors, to the fans. You know, it's a great opportunity.
We will definitely check that out. I love me some Martha Madison. She is, you know, I don't know. I wish days would bring her back as Belle. I really, you know, loved Kirsten. You know, I came of age around the same time as Kirsten on that show. So kind of how you were talking about with Susan Lucci. I was a little older. I'm really, you know, more close in age to Allison Sweeney, but I still was, you know,
Jamie.
I connected with those last blasters. I think it was me still wanting to be in high school is what it was. You know? But, you know, so
I let my guard down and showed you my age, and you're going to go to Kirsten?
Hey, look.
And I used to like you so much.
Luke,
who is this guy?
I'm staying out of this one for fear of incriminating myself.
Susan Lucci is proven that fabulous knows no age. I mean, Devious Maids, she's still a sex kitten. So are you, David. Well, now, your biggest event each year is, without a doubt, General Hospital Fan Club Weekend. Give us a sneak peek at the festivities you have planned for this summer.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun! I actually just had lunch this week, doing fan lunches with Bradford, with three of his fans, and just had lunch today with Kelly Sullivan and three of her fans, and it was just absolutely amazing. We're going to have such a great time. Jimmy Deschler, who we've not seen a lot lately, is doing an event with Ryan, who plays Ryan Carnes, who plays Lucas, mm-hmm. and that's going to be a great kickoff weekend. Jimmy and Samantha Logan, who was originally on the show, is going to come in and visit with us, we hope. And then we're going to roll right into Kelly Thibod and Brian Craig, the hottest couple on GH, not as a couple on GH, but they are going to do an event on Friday afternoon. Then
wait,
Sunday night, we're going to...
How do you pronounce her last name?
Thibaud.
I have been saying that name wrong for a year. Kelly Thibaud. Kelly Thibaud. It's Thibaud. See?
And the only reason I know is because she said it out loud.
Luke's happy right now because I'm usually the one.
Everybody pronounces it differently. But I have to tell you, she is amazing. Not only is she an amazing actress, and the whole show today, although I haven't seen it, I was watching it tweeted live and them talking about maybe this is her redemption. I hope so because she is such an amazing actress. And what?
Three amazing
oh, my husband told me I did three amazings in a row, and I didn't know that. So anyway, she's really, really great with all of this, and she's, you know, she's not only an amazing actress, and I said amazing again, but she's also a model, and we get a lot of mail for her from her fans who are not fans of GH, but are fans of her modeling product. And so we get ads for her in the mail that they want her to sign.
Well, that's a face on that girl that could launch 1,000 Nielsen demos. I'll say that.
There you go.
She is definitely a beauty. Now, Debbie, how excited.
So then we're doing Kelly Sullivan and Julie Berman on Saturday night. We're going to bring, we're doing a little past cast thing, bringing Kelly back to life and Julie in a different incarnation. Then Sunday, we're going to bring Kathleen Gaddy, who is Dr. Obrecht,
yes,
who is nothing
right.
like her character and just totally amazing. And then we're going to do Bradford, Brandon, and Kirsten. Last year, Bradford and Brandon did a charades game, and Kirsten was just beside herself because she was pregnant and not talking about it. And so she's like over the moon getting to participate this year. And then Friday morning, Monday morning, we're going to do Rick Hurst and his daughter Haley Poulos.
Yes. Now, how excited
are you? So we've got a great lineup for that.
Well, how excited are you to have
Rick? I am over the moon.
He is back where he belongs in Port Charles as Rick Lansing. That I know we talked about it last year, and here, what a difference a year makes. Here he is back, heavy in story. That is just, I love that because he's one of my favorites. Followed him from Days to what was next, God in Life and Wyatt R, B&B, back to B&B, GH. I mean, he pretty much has been on
every
side.
Did you not love him on a Wyatt R as a ghost? I mean, seriously, was Rick, is anybody better as a ghost than Rick Hurst getting in the face of Eric Braeden?
He was terrifying as Matt Clark.
That was Matt Clark. They need to, that's a character that needs to come back. And then we're going to head right on into Boston. We're doing a great event weekend in Boston in September that's tying into my husband's high school reunion. And then we're going to go back to our annual, fall getaway weekend in Orlando, the first weekend in November. So we're going to be back there, I think, the 6th, 7th, 8th of November. And Orlando's always amazing. So we've got tons of stuff. You have guys have no excuses. You've got like an open invitation. You need to come party with us.
We will. Well,
with all that traveling, you do need to have an event in Atlanta just for a little bit more southern comfort.
Serious.
You know, we've been talking about that. Again, my best friends are down there, and we can get Angela down from Boston, and we should do that. We've actually been talking about that because Atlanta is not a great city for GH, but it seems to be a great city for Days.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jamie went to those and was really impressed.
Yeah,
so we need to get down there for all of our Days clients.
But I, you know what, that Florida one, Florida's just a hop, skip, and a jump. And look, my roommate loves Florida. So I foresee a road trip to a soap event in my future.
I'm sorry. Am I holding you to that? I'm booking a room as we speak.
Oh, booking a room. Hey.
As my husband says, don't say it unless you mean it, honey.
Don't say it unless you mean it. Let me see. When is it? Okay, the Florida one. Oh, that's this fall. See, Luke, that's plenty of time to plan. Luke likes to plan, and I'm more of a, I'm going to this event tomorrow, Luke.
And then
I'm telling you right now,
it
is nothing but a good time. It is a party from the minute you land until the minute you take off. I can't be accountable for what happens in the air.
What happens in Florida stays in Florida. Listen,
come play with us. I promise you a good time.
And you come play with us again and again. We are going to have you back because it's just great to be around someone who is both a soap entrepreneur like us and a soap fan. So we are going to put up a link to your number one fan, which is your website, and let everybody know all about your upcoming events. And we just love you to bits, and we will see you at the Emmys and at your events, some of your events this year. So just
I hope so. I'm going to hold you to that. I've got your name on the check-in list as we speak.
All right. See you there.
See you
Thank
there.
You.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.